This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi, we're in Kalim. Tes Beis. They'll be doing Tes Beis and Tes Gimel, Tov and Tug. Yesterday, the new Mishnahs were Chesed Aleph and Tes Aleph. Chesed Aleph. A woman that dripped milk from her breast into the airspace of a tanor. Now this woman, she was an avatuma. Okay, she was a needle, let's say. Yeah. Fine. So it seems to be that milk is pashut that it's tame because it came from someone who's tame and it's touched her. And we know that when milk, when the Zayim Ashkim touches her, even if she would be a Rishon, the milk is a Rishon. Kol Shekin, if she herself is an Av, it's a Rishon. Either way, it's a Rishon. It goes into the Kli, and usually a Rishon can't be Matame a Kli, but that's another Gzir Darbanon that's Matame Kalim. Okay, so the Tanner's Tame. Good. Yeah, good. Now, even though it was Shlola Ratzon, which is questionable why exactly would I think otherwise, if I'm a Machshirin, it needs to be the Ratzon, but why would you think that way over here? She was sweeping out the oven, and her finger hits a little bit of a thorn of some sort, and blood is spilled. Okay, what's the halacha? So the dam mashke is considered a mashke. It's mekabel tuma, and it's a rishon because it touched her, and it's going to be time of the tanner. Or she got burnt. She put her finger in her mouth, got some saliva, and now puts her finger back into the oven. Some time in the tanner. Okay. Because mashke, some time in kelim midrabon. Straightforward. Good. Tesal. A needle or a ring that were found in the bottom of the tanner. But they're below the level of the tanner, whereas you could see them in the tanner. They're exposed, but they don't actually enter the airspace of the tanner. So the Mishnah says, listen, is it in the Chalal tanner or not? So we don't say, well, let's just, you know, take a level and see. No, we don't say that. We say it's like this. Put a piece of dough at the bottom. If it touches it, that means that's considered the airspace. You're invading the airspace of the tanner. If not, not. What type of dough? Medium, not too soft, not too hard. It can have too much flexibility. Somewhere in the middle. Okay. If the ring or the needle were found. Okay, now that's the first case. Let me get this straight over here. What was the first case? They were tummy. The first case, the macha or tabas were tummy. Sometimes we forget to mention these very important points. The macha and tabas were tummy, and the shayla, whether they're going to be tummy, the taner. Fine. They're a chavis, an avatom, I don't know what they are. They could be, they have to be an av. Yeah, they have to be an av. They were tummy, tummy mis. Yeah, yeah. They're tummy, tummy mis. Fine. Okay, let's go by it. Next case. Now we're moving on. This, no, in the next case of the Mishnah, the tabas or machar are tahirim. Aha. So if they were tahirim and they're found in the insulation of the oven, like deep in there, And the oven, so where's the tumah? The tanner is tahar. The ring is tahar. You know where the tumah is? It's in an ohel of a mace. Aha. But the tanner has a summit psil. If, says the Mishnah, tumah, if the tanner is tumah, why would the tanner be tumah? If the summit psil was not correct. Now, that's not an easy read, I'll be honest with you. I see they're bringing down other pshatim, and I can understand why. Because you're telling me it has some psil, and then you're telling me in betumah, if the tanner is tumah, because summit psil was no good. That's kind of doesn't really read very nicely. So I'll just be mask him to that. But we're going to continue reading it this way, knowing that there are those who have other interpretations. So then it's tame, because it's considered part of the tanner, and when the tanner becomes tame, the rings become tame as well. If the tanner is tahar, then the rings are tahar also, because they're tuffle and bottle to the tanner. Okay. There's no din of balua over here. There's no balua except when you're in a balchai. I think somebody speaks that out. Okay. Fine. Fighter. Next case. The ring was in a magufas. Again, once again, we're in an oil mace. Okay? And the ring is not in, it's in a magufas chavis, the seal of the chavis. That has a, and the magufa, I guess, is acting as a summit psil. That's the way I understand it. Start the Mishnah. It's on the side. It's in the part of the magufa. That's not necessary. It's like extra material. Since it's not actually, this part's not engaged in, involved in closing the chavis. But if it's keneged pia tahirim, if it's opposite the opening, then it's necessary. It's considered part of the megufa, and the megufa is part of the chavis, and the chavis is mekevis b'samet psil. You got that, Rabbi Say? It's like a lot of steps there. The ring is considered part of the megufa. Megufa is considered part of the chavis, and the chavis is tired because mekevis b'samet psil. It's bichirish, bichirish, bichirish. Okay, fine. Right, last case was a little bit harder. We had a little trying to understand this exactly. It was nirim b'seichav l'lavir. Okay, so this was. What happened here? It was exposed to the opening of the chavis, but does not actually enter into the airspace of the chavis. There obviously was an air gap above it. Okay. And it's not covered 100% with magufa. With magufa, yeah, because it's near and seen. It's tahar. Why? That's good enough. It's still considered part of the magufa. It's gevaldik. Okay, fine. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. Now the question is, why if it went into the airspace, it would be tummy? Why? This is the problem. Why is that? If it goes into the airspace, then it's tummy. Why is that? I thought the kli is mukav b'samet psil. And so where's the tummy coming from? So here they tell us a big cloud. We're going to learn about it a lot today. That some psil does not save kli shetef. Kalim would have tar b'mikvah, for example, wood or metal. Since this case is not built to the magufa, but it's in the kli, then some still won't help. And if it was above, then what? Why is that better? Then it's built to the magufa. At the end of the day, you're an oil mace, so you have to come on to what? What's going to save you? You're saying some still can't save you. What could save you? You're part of the magufa. Then how does Potel and Megufa help you? This is like, this part of the mission is very difficult to understand. Very difficult. I'm reading the words. They can't have gone into the Avir of the Chavis. If they go into the airspace of the Chavis, they're finished. Why? Because Tzom still doesn't help for Kli Shetef. I don't know. I can't wrap my head around this. What's saving you? I don't understand what's saving you. Generally speaking, you're saying some psil saving you. So why is some psil saving you here? There's a difference. You're not mamish munach in the halal. That's the difference. Okay. Saying you could, as a klushetev, you could use the heter of the salvation of the summit psil as long as you're not in the airspace of it. Why? I have no idea. This is really not going into my head. I can get it. Okay, let's keep going, because otherwise we'll be here all day. If it goes inside, okay, but it's covered underneath with tit, then you're fine. Why are you fine? You're inside. So let's see what they say. If there's a layer of tit underneath, even like a garlic peel, it's saved. Why? Because in this case, it's considered part of the magufa, and you're fine. Okay. You could still get the salvation of the sum of psil at kama that you're part of the magufa and you're not in the halal. Well, you could be in the halal, but as long as you're part of the magufa, you're fine. All right. Mishnah Beis. I did not plan on Chazar taking that long, but what can I tell you? These Mishnahs are not simple. All right, Mishnah, you there? All right. Mm-hmm. You're with us. Good.
Ready.
Thank you. All right, let's go. Let's try to go a little quicker over here now. We have a chavis, shimalei mashkin. We have a jug filled with liquid. Tahirin. Wine. Tahir tikka wine. U meinekes pesach. How do they describe this meinekes thing?
Metal sifon.
Sifon, right? Sifon? Sifon?
Metal sifon.
Sifon. Well, you siphon.
Siphon, right.
You like go like this and you get it all out.
Like
how do you spell that?
S-I-P-H-O-N.
P-H-O-N. All right. I'm going to get into exactly how it's used. It's not really necessary for us to learn that. You get the idea. I remember we used to have a fish tank back in the day. We used to have to siphon it. It's a very unbelievable thing that the British Lord made, that building of the air to have, creates a vacuum. It's unbelievable. All right. So it's got the menekes inside of it. All right. Now. And it's mukhev samibsil. And it's in the oil amei. So here the Mishnah speaks it out. That's in the oil maze, whereas the previous Mishnah is the Mishnah did not say that explicitly. We just have to figure that out ourselves. All right. So what's the question? What's the question? You're some psil. Ah, does some psil help for kli shetef? What is kli shetef? Rabbi say kli shetef is kalim that have tire b'mikvah, for example, metal or wood. Okay, got that straight. What's something that's not a kli shetef? Cheres. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, they say or hide. Would also be kli shetef. I'm not sure what else there is. Maybe I'm missing something. Eitzim? Eitzim is not makabel tumah. Could be wrong. All right. Could be wrong. All right. So, b'sham ayomrim hechavis v'yamashkin tahirin. The jug and the liquid is tahirin. U'meinekes tmehiyo. And the pipe is tmeya. Why? Let's keep reading. Vesil oimrim af menekes tar, everything's tahar, because it's in some psil. Chaz besil horis kedusham, but besil all conceded when he heard Beis Shammai's reasoning. What is the pshat in Beis Shammai? Okay, so for this we need to understand. It's an inderabanan, first of all. That's the first thing you have to know. So don't think you. Yeah. Okay. Why? So it says, explains as follows. We have a klal that, ready for this? A dover tame cannot be considered a barrier for tumas mace. So a kli cheres mukav tumah psil only is a protectant if that kli cheres is 100% tahar. Okay, that's the first thing you need to know. That if the kli cheres has, that if the kli cheres is tame, it can't help you. Fine. Next thing you need to know. Amaratim that are not careful with tumah v'tahara are always considered avatumas. And they're tame everything in their possession, everything they touch. Okay. Had that in Chagigo. Now that you know that information, let's go. All Kalim that are in the possession of Amaret, by us, Chaveirim, who are very careful with the Mitara, are assumed to be Tame. Okay, that makes sense. And we should assume that their Klicheres are Tame and are not able to be effective protectants with some Ipsil. So we have to assume Mr. Amaret over here. We'll call him Mr. Amaretz over there, whoever he may be, this ignoramus. We say, listen, buddy, your kli cheres is probably tame, and it saves nothing. And therefore, when you bring me your pipe, I have to assume it's tame, even though it was in the kli cheres, even though it was mukav sam pesil. We were concerned that the chaver might borrow kelim from the Amaretz, and of course he's going to be tevel them.
Um,
And the Amaretz is going to tell him it's Tahar by thinking that it had Tahar of Klicher Sam Epsil, because he held that it works, because Midrash it does work. But we hold it doesn't because his Klicher is Tame. So the Chachamim said it should never help. And according to many, they made this gzera across the board, even by a chaver. And they said, Atzalah Samet Psil will help, though, for a klicheres or for food or drink. Why? Why? So they explain as follows. We're not worried you're going to borrow from the Amaretz klicheres echon amashkim, because you assume all is kelim or tame, and those things don't have tahara b'mikvah. So you would never dare borrow them. So we're not worried about those. You're not going to dare borrow those. What we're worried about is the kli shetef, which have tahara b'mikvah. We thought you were going to borrow and tevil. And tefillah is not going to help because it's tumas meis. It needs a zohar shlishi v'shvi. It needs the sprinkling of the chatos, the paradumas, ashes and water. So if I understand this correctly, we don't want chaverim anyways. They're not, they understand everything that Amaretz is tame. They're not going to borrow kli cheres or echad amashim because they understand those things don't have tahara b'mikvah. We are worried they're going to borrow metal kalim and be metire them with tefillah b'mikvah. And but we said that's not enough because meis tumas meis. So in order to tell the chaverim, this basically will enforce the chaverim will never borrow a kli shetef because they're going to say, oh, it's probably tame meis. They wouldn't have assumed otherwise. Why not otherwise? Because the Amaretz is going to tell them it's not because it has some psil. And Amaretz is believed, apparently. But now that I know some psil is not going to help, I'm not going to borrow the kli shetef. This is a little complicated. And according to many, they made the gogzer across the board even for a kli of a chaver. And that is though, not everybody agrees with that. According to many, the Rash, the Rush, and the Rav and Oilus, this is only applied to kelim of an Amaretz. This is fascinating. Beisol originally did not understand this and said not that way until he heard Beishama's reasoning and then conceded. This Mishnah is also found in Idias Aleph Yudalit, by the way. I don't remember from there. We probably had a good time back then when we did it. Okay? It's a little bit of a difficult concept. Let's move one more, okay? Gimel, Sheretz Shnimtze Lamata Minechushtoi Shaltaner. A sheretz that's found below the bottom of an oven. All right? Tahar. Why is the tanner tahar? Don't we assume the sheretz fell through the airspace of the tanner on its way down to the bottom? No.
Yes, we do. We hope, but he was alive.
Well, I'm saying, Shani Omer, I say, Chaynofal, he fell alive and then died. Achshamis, we could be Toilet Lohakal. Machat, a needle, Tabas, a ring, here we go again, that they're Tame. Shanimtsu, Lamata, Benechushto, Shaltaner, that are found below the Taner Tar. Now, they couldn't have fallen alive because they always were dead. They're pieces of metal. So why talk? Shani Aymer will say a new svara. Shamayula Achaloi Batan. They were there before the tanner came along. The tanner was placed on top of them. Wow. Wow. You have to sum up, come with the new pshat. According to many achrayim, even if there's no real proof to this, we'll still be entirely misafik. Maybe. Shani Emer, maybe. What happened to Safik Tumma Shusiyachat Sveikoi Tame? A Safik Tumma in a private domain is Tame, even when there's a Cheskas Tara. For that, we'll answer that's only if there's Dasli Shoel, there's Efshur to ask. Not to learn all the Patrim about that, not for now. But there's no one here to ask over here. Some say a different Svara because Ein Machzikin Tumma Mokum Lamokum. We don't assume Tumma they find in one place, but it's originally somewhere else. Aha. All right. Nimtzu be'efer mikla. If the ring or needle was found on the floor of the oven in
burnt ashes,
thank you. Tame. She'ein lo me'yitle. Obviously, it must have been in the Avara Taner. Why are you assuming that? Because right now it's in the Avara Taner. It's sitting in there in the heap of ashes. So, I mean, what's the chiddush of this? This is the problem. Ah, I got it. Because in the Avara Taner, the Taner saw me. Okay. Yeah, that seems pretty obvious. Oh, they're asking the question. Footnote number three. Chayim asking this. What's the minhag should be mechadesh? Right now it's in the Avara. Of course it's Tamei. Some say that the chiddush is that as opposed to offer that's found in a tanner, that's memai the makim and tuma that's found there is not considered in the avir tanner. Which Mishnah? Parakei Mishnah Vav? What did it say over there? I don't remember that. Let me take a look for a second. Talks about ashes. Oh, yeah, when you fill it with ashes, considered not part of the tanner anymore. Okay. Right. When you fill it with ashes, considered as if you raise the floor of the tanner. Uh-huh. That's only by dirt. Ash is not that way. Uh-huh. All right. It's a pshat. Okay. It's Eretz Yisrael. Okay. A pshat. The other pshatim had to learn the Mishnah, but I think we've done our duties for today, and we will stop it here. I thought we were going to do three today, but, you know, I think I...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.